Lakshmana. My hospital is a safety net hospital. We take care of some of the most disenfranchised people in the region. It's terrifying to see the statistics because it is just a further separation between who has and who has not. The racial disparities can't be overstated. We have a lot of patients coming in with severe cases of COVID. I'm seeing the extreme, and yet the hospital is unnaturally quiet. Normally, our ICUs are full of patients and families and staff. People are congregating at the nursing station. The doors are all open. We're going in and out of the rooms, engaging with patients and families. And part of what gives us so much energy in our normal intensive care work is being there for people, holding a patient's hand, talking to families at length. What's hard now is that the personal touch has broken down. Everything is done over FaceTime. It's hard to get in the room. We are distancing even from each other. We are used to people suffering and dying. That is part of everyday life for us. But this is different. So many people are on ventilators. So many people are on the edge of death. With us hovering like hawks trying to catch every little thing we can to pull people back and get them better. And we take that home with us. It's a level of stress that I haven't experienced before. Watching a young parent call her kids at home to say, "I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm going to have the breathing tube put in now." Not so long ago, I went running after a string of shifts, and tears just started pouring down my face. That is not me. That has never happened before. I didn't even know where it was coming from. I think we are seeing a different level of emotional and physical trauma, and the uncertainty affects all of us. Is it going to get me? Is it going to get my family? How long is it going to last? That fear of the unknown is so profound. It reminds me that the strongest thing we have when we're faced with this fear and we're terrified at night is to come together and support each other however we can.
Dara, I'm a mom. I have 3 kids, and I had to separate from them when this all started. And that left me with a void from the beginning. So I threw myself into patient care. Then at night, I would get scared and cry. That happened in the hospital as well, especially when I had a patient who looked like me, who was a 40-something parent who was breathing super fast and her saturation was super low. And I would get overwhelmed thinking that this could have been my sister, it could have been my husband, it could have been me. And then I became a coronavirus patient myself. When the virus hit New York City, it came like a tidal wave. So a lot of us who were taking care of patients in the ER caught the virus ourselves. That's not something we normally deal with, our own mortality. I think we are actually learning how to be better doctors through this. We are learning how to humanize our own experience. In the training I went through almost 20 years ago, we didn't identify with our patients. We didn't want to feel too connected. Those of us who did were told to stop. I think at this moment, because the virus is affecting our own families and our personal health, we are much closer to our patients. And every barrier we put up gets broken down.